day rushes in my window, sun-drenched, pouring itself into my morning, wrapping me in quiet warmth. Today is a day to follow unknown paths, a day to see if the roads really do diverge. To chance my steps along ancient cobblestone streets as they vine out from the main square, protruding into narrow alleyways. Stones undulating under my feet as I walk along, while savoring sweet smells wafting from a corner bakery. Stones creating a unique mosaic, tracing the lines in aged cobblestone that defined our culture so many years ago. Stones now smoothed into rounded edges. Cobblestones that have welcomed the hooves of horses, tolerated the jounce of buggies, felt the weight of early engines. Those stones worn by years of travel from human feet. Stones perhaps bordered by colorful shops or reminiscent of antediluvian architecture. To hollow my way through an enormous concrete forest once settled amidst the sprawl of never-ending skyscrapers and dense traffic. That fascinating medley of steel, concrete, and glass that draws me to itself, previously bustling from within with excitement and energy, once majestic and proud, now retired in ungraceful desolation, an empty, abandoned shell, a bleak reminder of its former self, still desperately trying to hold on to those elements of power and grandeur it once displayed so gallantly. To follow curiosity as I travel on the restored Broadway of jammed thoroughfares, honking horns, rattling taxis, clanging streetcars, wailing sirens and factory whistles, navigating crowded garages, high-speed subways and windy ferries, surrounded by hustling bicycles, foreign mopeds, noisy taxis, dodging ongoing construction, solicited by neon advertising, surrounded by multiple dialects, marveling as masses of people spill from modern glass and steel enclosures, each firmly ensconced in pursuit of his own dream. Finally discovering, as did Frost, that it does make all the difference.